Okay, we left off last time. We are in Shaar Dawud, Perek Aleph, Nefesh HaChayim. Again, just beginning Shaar Dawud, we get a sense from Rav Chaim Volozhiner as to what his goal is a little bit, to be able to reveal to us and understand what is the Ratzon Hashem, what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu want from us as Bnei Torah, to be able to delve into the Chachmas HaTorah, and to what kind of Limud HaTorah, or as he phrases it, to be asuk b'Torah, to be completely engaged and fully involved in Limud HaTorah all the time. I came across an unbelievable maisa. We open up with this maisa because I feel like it really encapsulated of what, a lot of what we're talking about. So I saw that the Brisker Rav, one time when they were running away from the Russians and in World War I, so at one point they were running, and they were going through a forest with his son. And at some point, they were trapped. There were bombs falling everywhere. And he found a turned-over wagon. They ran under the wagon for shelter from the bombs. And as he and his son dove on the ground into the leaves underneath this wagon, all of a sudden, the Brisker Rav looks at his son. He says, "Oh, I figured out pshat in the Rambam in Hilchos Chametz Matzah." So, again, I don't tell these stories about me and you. But as they say, so that's the lashon of being complete asuk. Obviously, halavai, we should, even a shemitz of that. But that's what Rav Chaim Volozhiner is pushing us, encouraging us to become someone who's complete asuk in Torah. Then he transitioned to discuss a little bit of lamenting as to what was the historical decline of Limud HaTorah in Europe at the time. And then he picks up with that Indian of understanding what was going on around Europe in his era. So he says, beginning of Ha'emes. So Ha'emes, ki Sifre Yira, people who learn Sifre Yira, they learn to fear Kadosh Baruch Hu, serving Musar, heinim kachol Darchei Hashem Yisharim. And they are part of people who are Darchei Hashem. Ki Doros HaRishonim Hayu Kvulim Kol Yimeihem Be'esek Ve'Hegyon Torasim HaKadosha. Earlier generations, they were completely immersed in the Torah HaKadosha. Takuim ba'oli ha-midrashos, b'gemara Rashi Tosos, b'gefes, Gemara Rashi Tosos. Right, early generations, they were totally focused on actual, just Gemara Rashi Tosos. B'shal heves avas ha-Torah Seinu HaKadosha. And with tremendous fire, a torch of love of Torah, haya bo'er b'libam burned in their hearts, ke'esh ba'eres. Like a lit fire, ba'avas v'yiras Hashem Torah, the kol chafzam lahagdil kavoda ulahadira, and their entire attention was just to be honor Torah and make it great. Va'archiva gvulam betamidim rabim hagunim l'man temali haratzea, and there were many people that learned both Gemara Shitosos and also Sifre Yira. That was standard, and as we know, we have to learn Musar. Right? They say Reb Chaim Ozer Grzinski used to say that a yeshiva without a Musar Seder is like a bor b'rishos harabim. Right? We have to learn Sifrei Musar. We have to learn Sifrei Yira. We need Yiras Shemayim, as we're going to see in a moment. He says, however, kasher archu hayomim, as the days went on, hinei kein darcho shel hayetzer me'olam. This is how people react in the world. Hiskani b'am Hashem, and they're going in their normal way. However, these there were people that put into the world an eres, a poison. So here, Chaim Volozhiner now rails on a little bit of a different approach. Whereas earlier he was upset that people were focusing purely, either not learning or learning only Sifrei Yira. Now he's focusing on a different problem. Here he's focusing on people who only concentrate on what's called Pilpul Shel Torah, the Lo Zulos Klal. What's Pilpul Shel Torah? So just in terms of historical background, there were those people in the early 1600s that their focus was a style. It was a derech halimud called pilpul. Pilpul is when you look at the Gemara, you look at the Rishonim, and you're trying to be split hairs and understand differences in the Gemaras and Rishonim. Meaning, it's learning. But it's not l'maisa. It's not to come out with a totsah of a maskana of the Gemara. The goal is not to be able to really to understand the Torah Kedosha better. It's just to kind of show like mental gymnastics in lumdis. But it doesn't get you anywhere. It doesn't get you any further derech hapshat. It doesn't give you a better understanding of the Gemara. Many of the Achronim, the Maharal, the Chavis Yair, others were very, very, very strongly opposed to this derech halimud, and it filtered down to the times of the Gra. The Gra also was vehemently opposed to it. Where it comes out now, we see Rechaim Volozhiner as well. Perhaps one of the main arguments, as we'll see in a moment, he says this is the following: V'shaninu v'mishatenu, we used to be seen avos im in yira in chachma, because those people who were just totally focused on pilpul shel Torah, he felt that there is no Yirah Shemayim guiding their limud haTorah. V'yod harbe ma'amari rabosim zechranu avracha mizeh k'moshe yuvo lohalan perek dalet. Mr. Shem will go later on. There's a Gemara in Shabbos and Daf Lamed Aleph Lamed Aleph Lamed Aleph and Beis in Shabbos that discusses the importance of Yirah Shemayim in learning. So Rashi in Shabbos Lamed Aleph Lamed Beis says the B'li Yirah Shemayim inochosh l'torasenu lishmor v'lasos. Beautiful lesson of Rashi. Rashi says that when a person is focused on making their learning to increase the Yirah Shemayim, then, only then, do we think that they know what to do, that they can take a totsah out of their Gemara. Someone who's just learning English and pilpul, right? We have those people. We know people like that. Oh, they want to come with a svara to show how smart they are, to shlug up the Rebbe, shlug up your chavrusa. Like, that's not real limud haTorah. Your true limud haTorah is to understand pshat, and increase your shemayim. Rabbeinu Yonah in Pirkei Avos, Perek Gimel Halacha Mishnah Yad Zayin says, "You mean yira in chachma?" Right, that's the Mishnah. It says, "Why shabelo kain lo yikayim hachachma?" That without your shemayim, your chachma, your wisdom, your Torah knowledge will not last. It's not enough just to be an intelligent person. It's not enough just to be a smart person. A person's learning has to be laced with an understatement of Yirah Shemayim. And that is now what Rechaim Volozhiner is lamenting. That, again, there are people that used to do both, but then they transitioned, and he's talking about those people in the 1600s, into a Derech HaLimud that was pilpul without Yirah Shemayim. Remember when I switched yeshivas from Shana Aleph to Shana Bet, when I was in Eretz Yisrael, a little older than you. So I remember, Baruch Hashem, I was learning many hours in yeshiva. And as in yeshiva, you see when you get to Eretz Yisrael, it becomes almost like a competition. Who could stay up later? Who could be in the Beis Medrash at 2, 3 o'clock in the morning? Who could be back to the Beis Medrash at 6:30 in the morning, without sleeping and destroying your body, which is incredibly unhealthy. I'm not encouraging that. But it becomes like a competition a little bit. So I remember I went back to my old yeshiva where I was Shana Aleph, which gave me a lot, and I switched to a more intense yeshiva, my Shana Bet. And I was there for Shabbos, and I bumped into my Shana Aleph Rebbe. And so he said, "Tell me, Shimon," he goes, "how's the new yeshiva?" I said, "Rebbe, it is unbelievable." He said, "There are guys in the Spanish at 2 o'clock in the morning, and there are guys in the Spanish back at 6:30 in the morning. It is gewalt." So, and he said, "tell me your schedule." I said, "Oh, it's amazing. I've had this before Davening and Gemar, even and Bekias and Tanakh and Halacha and Moshe and Hashka, the whole schedule. Now it's a jam-packed schedule." And at some point, after I finished, I was exhausted. My Rebbe said, "Shimon, you ever think about Hashem?" I said, "Rebbe, I'm learning 18 hours a day." I said, "What do you mean?" He said, "You ever think about Hashem?" And I said, "But Rebbe," and it took me like 2-3 times of saying it. And then we had a long talk about incorporating, thinking about Kadosh Baruch Hu and every word of Torah and every daf and every omad and every word. And the goal is to always remember. And while it's hard, we want to be able to think about Rashi and Tosas and the Ksos and to understand the Gemara. But the ultimate goal is Yirah Shemayim. The ultimate goal is to be able to bring a Kadosh Baruch Hu into the Gemara, into every word of Chumash. He says, "Lazos." Continue on the Nefesh HaChaim. He says, "Lazos." His oru atzman kama migidolei ham eina heida. It says we see that many of the gedolim asher darchon bekodesh lishkot al takanis klal achenu beis Yisrael, and many gedolim at that time that enacted takanos for Archeinu B'nai Yisrael, v'yasher ha-hidurim, v'ligdor pirtzosam, v'harim ha-michshal, b'derech ha-mashem. Many of them tried to fix this. They tried to help the people. Umilu es yadam ravo betochachos b'musarim u'bamidos, and they tried to give people musar, make people better people. V'chibru sifrei yira lehishir levam, and to help the people achieve yira shemayim. Lehi yosam oskim b'torah kedusha u'bavoda b'yirat Hashem Torah. You have to remember and keep in mind historically, Reb Chaim Volozhin is writing this in a tekufa, in a time of Klal Yisrael that had just spent around a century recovering from Shabtai Tzvi, from the Chamnikim massacres, which was be'emes a lot of the cause of the rise of Hasidus. The Jews were in a terrible place. After the Chamnikim massacres, after there were millions of Jews that were killed, and then they were in a terrible place, in both in terms of people who were able to be lomid HaTorah, just in terms of their general positivity in terms of where they're at in terms of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then on top of that, they were rocked by Shabtai Tzvi, where, like a false messiah, which also again rocked their entire emunah system. There were many then Rabbanim, and then particularly Hasidus, which kind of filled in the gap and stepped up and then said, you know what, it's okay to be besimcha. It's okay to have your fulfillment in learning and in your Shemayim not be steeped in Gemara, but just Sifrei Musar. And it served a tremendous toelus at the time. It saved Klal Yisrael. But what the totsah of that is that there were people primarily at that point, though, just learning Sifrei Musar and Yira, which again, which is going to transition to what the Reb Chaim Volozhin is going to be discussing. So he says, Omnam kol ish tivunos, however, any person who is a thinking person, asher sichu yasher holich, Yavin midaito, and he knows. He says every thinking person understands. Ki lo kivnu b'hem lazniachas shalom ha'esek b'kufei Torah. Those people who were trying to increase your shemayim, they weren't trying to destroy limud haTorah. V'yozach also kol yomim sifrei musarim. Their goal, intention, is not for people to spend their whole day in sifrei musar. El kavanasam ritzuya ha'isa. They had a beautiful. They had a ritsuya kavana, she called ikar kvias limud amakodesh yerak b'torah kedosha. The ultimate goal, the means to the end, was musar, but the end was learning. To be learned b'torah kedosha b'chshav u'bal peh v'halachos merubos, and with tremendous halachos hein hein gufei Torah v'gam b'yiras Hashem Torah. That's the end. The means is sifrei musar. The means is Sifrei Yira. But the end, what's the end? The end is actual Limud HaTorah, Bichsav, Ba'peh, and Halachos Merubos. That's Gemara. Gemara, the Rambam says, is learning out Psukim and Drushos and Rishmal's rules of Torah Shva'peh. That's Hein Hein Gufei Torah. It's not just necessarily lumdus, but it's learning out step by step the halachos which emanate from the psukim, which the Gemara then discusses. He says, we'll finish up with this paragraph. He says, "V'hein atarba doros halalu b'avon asinu harabim, but now because of our sins, nafalchu hagavoa hashbo, we've come to such a low level. Shekama vekama samu kol ikar kfias limudam rov hayamim rak b'sifrei yiram u'musar. We've come the opposite extreme that most people their ikar limud is sifrei yiram u'musar. U'ba'amrim kizek kol adam ba'olam olo asuk b'am tamid, and a person that understands that his whole limud is to learn them all the time." Because it does feel good to learn Musar. It enlightens your heart. Right? It makes you feel good. It warms you up. And it humbles your heart. And it breaks all your yetzer from all your desires in this world. And it puts you into a good path of midos tovos. However, the Keser Torah munach b'keren zavos. The crown of Torah is lying there in the corner, and no one to touch it. He says, and I saw in one village, and I saw this was, it gotten so spread. That at a shul based medrash, it didn't even have any real svarim only had sifrei musar. V'fil shas echad shalim imbo. They didn't even have a complete shas. This is not what a Kaddish Baruch Hu wants. This is not what he wants. Because what's going to happen because of this? It's beautiful to have Sifrei Musar, but if there's no Limud HaTorah, there's no Shas, there's no Poskim, there'll be no one there to guide us. There'll be no Kohen Mora, no one to guide us to how to live life, to understand what is the Ratzon Hashem. The Torah, Matehe Aleha. And Torah, what's going to be? The Torah Matehe Aleha is a phrase from the Gemara and Brachos. When the Gemara Brachos itself discusses the Chasidim HaRishonim that would prepare for an hour before Shemona Esrei, right, cool down for an hour after Shemona Esrei. So if you do the Cheshbon, do the math, right, it's 9 hours a day in Tefillah. Right, 1 hour before, 1 hour during, 1 hour afterwards. So the Gemara asks, my Torah, well, how are they going to learn Torah? You're going to dive in all day, 9 hours a day? The Gemara also there, by the way, does ask, when are you going to work? It's a separate question. No one ever quotes that part of the Gemara. Right, but it happens to be, but the question is real. Like, there has to be a point. There has to be a tipping point as to when do we decide how much is the balance between Sifrei Yira, Musar, versus Gemara. This is a balance that we all have to face. This is something that we all have a challenge with, right? How much focus on Yerushalayim do we have, and how much focus on Gemara do we have? I'll leave you with a story to think about until next time. As I had a chavrusa, that second yeshiva that I was in, I had a chavrusa named Benji. Benji was the starkest guy in yeshiva. He was incredible. The guy was a machine. He was that guy who learned until 3 o'clock in the morning. He was back in the Mesa until 6:30 in the morning. But Benji filled his entire day with Gemara and Chazara and Mishnayos over and over and over again. He was incredible. He refused to pick up a Musar Sefer. Refused. After the summer, after our Shana Bet, so many of us picked programs that had, you know, Kol programs and Hask and other things like that, where were wonderful programs. Marisha Kol was on a down point at that point in history. It's not like it is today. But it was incredible, you know, the Limud HaTorah that was going on in the summers is really before NCSY Kol even. So I remember my Chavrusa Benji, though, he said, you know what, I'm strong. I don't need to go one of those programs. He went back to his hometown, out of town, outside of New York. And he spent the summer learning. Again, refused to touch a Sefer Musar, but he spent the whole summer, and he was an avid biker. He used to go on these marathon bike rides, biking with his chevra, with his old biker chevra that he was. Again, nice, normal kids, not, you know, terrible. Spent the whole summer biking with him. When we got to YU the following semester, our first semester in YU, so we were all there, we were all in YP Shiurim, everyone was learning, everyone was great, Baruch Hashem was amazing. And Benji wasn't the same. He wasn't the same. He slowly, slowly, slowly worked his way down through every single program in Shi'ur and YU until eventually, after a year, left YU. And last I heard, he was married to a shiksa. Again, it's obviously an incredibly extreme story. It's an extreme story. But I do believe that rooted in Benji's ultimate decline was that initial hanacha of that I could only learn Gemara and not Sifrei Yira V'Musar. So we have to read Nefesh HaChayim, and we have to keep in mind what he said in the beginning, that there were many gedolim that the ideal was to have both Sifrei Yira V'Musar and also Limud HaTorah. What he's decrying is the movement of eliminating and going to extremes. As we said, we need to have Kinder Mitzvah, the Torah Or. We have to have a balance. We have to be a well-balanced person of having the candle, the wick in the middle as a Torah, but having the support system, right? We have to have Yerushalayim and Limud HaTorah as a mix. The two together is what's going to keep us going. And that's what Rabbeinu Yonah said in Brachos. In Pirkei Avos, that's what Rashi says in Shabbos, that the goal here is to be able to have that blend. And we're going to pick up next time, again, beginning to understand, understand what is Lashma. What does it mean? What is he really arguing against? The goal of writing this Sefer, to understand where is the ultimate goal? And then we'll begin with Perek Beis We'll finish with Perek Yud Lamed next time in terms of really getting into the heart of what Lishma means.